Nick Henneman is with Social Works. He's the deputy director over there, and he joins us on WGN. Hey, Nick, it's John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John. Pleasure to be on and bring you a bright side of ours a little early here.
Yeah, that's something we do on Fridays, so thank you for noticing that. What is Social Works?
Yeah, so Social Works is a Chicago nonprofit founded by Chance the Rapper. But really, at a local level now, we're really trying to impact our Chicago public schools through our Support CPS initiative. And we really span ourselves across a lot of really boots-on-the-ground work for Chicago here.
How long have you all been in existence?
We're running on a year and change now, John.
So here comes Chance, just like a fast-rising media star, and he very quickly gets socially active. And then is he the founder and funder then of Social Works as well?
He is the founder, and of course, if you recall, he did donate $1 million to the Support CPS initiative in conjunction with the Chicago Bulls. But outside of being the founder and being the one who really creates the most positive outreach for us in the forms of he is heavily involved, our founders are a lot of supporters, like recently with Google and Jewel Osco.
So he is helping you attract businesses like that to donate money, and is the purpose always to turn it into public education, or are there other sort of directions that you all want to go?
Yeah, there are certainly other directions, and up until now we have our new Chance Schools through the new Chance Arts and Literature Fund, which is where those companies contributing have, you know, helped place those funds. But we have other initiatives as well with our Parade to the Polls, as well as our Kids of the Kingdom initiatives.
What's the Parade to the Polls?
Parade to the Polls started last year when Chance took thousands of Chicagoans to the polls to vote, yeah. Help people register. And now ourselves at Social Works, we are deputy registrars, where even each one of us, including myself, our executive director, Justin Cunningham, and others could register anyone to vote. But with that, we're going to be branching into other cities and really activating you know, a young demographic to not only have opinions, but to get out there as well.
So how does this work? So Google and Chance see an opportunity that's mutually beneficial, principally beneficial for the kids and the schools. Does he call them? Do they call you? How does that partnership even happen?
It's really a two-way street where whether it's, you know, being reached out to Social Works or the other way around, we make sure we find common grounds in the sense that we're not a one-and-done nonprofit. We really look for that consistency and longevity with any kind of programming or initiatives we implement. And with Google, the goal at the end of the day is long-lasting computer programming for our Chicago public schools, and that being accessible through classes and technology.
Does he have the attitude, I don't know if you can answer this, but you know, if you guys don't do the job, damn it, I'll just do it myself. I'll embarrass you into being more, you know, responsive to the needs of these kids. Is there a little of that going on here?
Absolutely. You know, through our interactions and implementations of new arts, music, and technological programming in our schools, we really get to have a good back and forth with the students themselves. We notice a 20% attendance hike in the schools we've been involved with, as well as one of our schools that is a cohort just reached level one status, which is the highest you can obtain as a public school here in Chicago.
Yeah, but I don't think that answered my question. I mean, are you guys angry or disappointed with the sort of resources that are being given to the schools? It just seems to me like, remember when Chance called out the governor on this, and they had that sort of back and forth a few months ago, that he's going to, by his own example, show government in Illinois what needs to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to call it frustration or just a strive for better, we know and recognize that not only are we hoping for more out of our public funding, but that something equitable and sustainable is offered. So, yeah, we certainly see that the misappropriation of funds is a concern of ours, but it's more so when we re-implement that, how does it look to change the status quo of, you know, everlasting interest from our students in engaging the curriculum we bring into the school.
So why is he so interested in this? He could have had other causes, or he could have had make a lot of money for Chance as a cause nobody would fault him for. Why is he so into this?
Because at the end of the day, really, we want to make sure that every Chicagoan, including our youth, have a chance to be themselves. We want to let them explore their interests and creativity. And they don't have a positive outlook or as well as an environment where that seems obtainable. So really that You know, that overall perception of feeling a goal and having it being something you can achieve is unfortunately not as present as it should be in our South and West Side communities, being that the environment that they're used to being engaged in can be, you know, a little deterring.
So tell me about this event that's coming up.
Yeah, thank you. So right now with our warmest winter, as everybody knows, tomorrow we'll be going to WGN Television Studios to do our WGN Toy Drive. There we will be receiving toys, you know, with the great partnership of WGN, but also we'll be engaging our community partners. So first off, One Hope United, which is a great local social services agency, will be receiving 5,000 toys tomorrow. And then we have our event coming up, which is a night at the museum in conjunction with the Field Museum. With that, the most exciting thing is that on Wednesday, December 20th, we'll be taking over the Field Museum in true Social Works fashion. We're going to be hosting a ticketed event to showcase the spirit of giving, unity, and thoughtfulness that this time of year should exhibit. Now, having said that, where that really links back is it's kind of, you know, a surprise as of now, but every youth will be leaving with something that night. But the catch is, it is not for them to keep. The point is that they will leave with the thoughtfulness of somebody else in their life that they can make have a better day with what they receive that night. We're going to have a lot of great partners, including the Chicago Bulls. Tiesta Tea will be there, where with Tiesta Tea, we will be going out and doing their Spread the Warmth event on January 19th. So at our night at the museum, it's going to be a donation hub. We're accepting warmth kits, donations of gloves, hats, jackets, scarves, and canned goods. That will not just be an event of boots on the ground engaging our homeless community. We're going to provide a sense of companionship that night. So we go out to shelters, overpasses, underpasses throughout the city in the coldest month and spend some time with our mobile community, providing a little bit of comfort in relationships that night. So a night at the museum is going to be again on December 20th. We have so many special activations that we're going to keep a surprise that'll make the museum something like you've never experienced it before.
Is Chance going to show up and sing?
You know what? That's going to be for the ticket holders to find out for the event. But all the same,
it'd be
really
pretty cool
will.
If he showed up and sang some songs. That'd be pretty awesome. Popped in.
Well, hey, John, if we see you there that night, we can rejoice in that. But I'll tell you right now that there is. No guarantee of a chance appearance, but what there is a guarantee of is families getting to do something together.
Well put.
That not only involves them feeling that the holidays, you know, can be something other than the commercialism of shopping, but also really bringing in a new outlook of, hey, everybody, we're coming out during these holidays, and we're going to say to ourselves when we leave here tonight, the night of the museum, that we want to have an outlook to help others coming up on Christmas here.
All right, Nick.
So we're going to have a lot of ways of doing that.
All right, I got to go. But what's the web address I go to if I want to buy tickets or sign up or help out somehow?
Yeah, you can visit any of our social medias at Social Works Shy. We also have an Eventbrite page, socialworkschi.eventbrite.com. And people can buy tickets there for $15. We're going to be offering Chicago Public Schools staff, teachers, parents, faculty, and students a discounted rate for that event as well.
What a great night. Okay, that's December 20th. Social Works Shy is what you should search for, and you'll be able to find it. Good luck to you guys, Nick, and we'll see you out there. That sounds like a great evening.
Hey, thanks, John. Big fans here. Have a great day now.